Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Dragons will have the ball to start this final quarter as both teams are still getting their last-second instructions from their coaches, but the officials are going to have to get them back out on the floor in the next little bit. Right now, Mountain Home leads 40-35 to start this final period. Now Mountain Home is getting ready to come back out on the floor, and they do. Now the officials are talking at the scores table about something. Oh, it is it is Mountain Home's basketball to start this final period. They had the possession arrow incorrect. So it is Bomber basketball with the final 8 minutes getting ready to get started back up. Jake McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Again, the winner of this game will go on to the finals to play Farmington tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Loser will play Flippin at 1:30 for third place. Here is Gilbert drilling to the right corner, finding McGee near the top. Over to Tabor on the right side. A lob pass to Jones in the paint. He goes up for the layup off the glass and in. Matt Jones now double figures with 11 points. 42-35, Mountain Home's lead is now 3 possessions. Here is Henderson back the other way. He's going up for the layup. No good, but he's going to draw contact. And no, they're going to call an offensive foul. Okay, so they're going to give Jakendall Henderson with the charge. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Junction City, and their 9th turnover of the night. 7:33 left to play in the game. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 7. McGee inbounds it to Gilbert. Full court man-to-man for Junction City. Gilbert across the timeline. Now gets by his defender. Now goes back up to the top. Gilbert dribbles on the right side. Almost has the ball knocked away, but now a foul's going to be called on Junction City. A reach-in foul on Kendall Henderson. That is his second personal foul. And that's the last foul the Dragons had to give. DeAndre Malone's going to check back in for Junction City, replacing Jeremiah Williams. Next foul will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 7:13 left to play in the game. Mountain Home up 42-35. Crawford takes the inbound pass from McGee. Dribbles on the right wing. Gives it to McGee in the right corner. McGee's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Jake McGee with 8 points. Now it's home up by 10 now. Here's Allen quickly back the way, going up for the layup. He can't get it to go, and Tabor gets the rebound, and he'll give it to Gilbert. Now he has the ball knocked away from him. A steal in the backcourt. Here is Allen for Junction City. Finds Henderson down to Malone in the paint. Now has the ball knocked away from him, and a steal by McGee, so the two teams exchange turnovers. Ball goes into the front court to Jones. He finds Tabor just outside the paint. Gets out to Crawford on the left wing. Now McGee has it there on the left side. McGee drills up to the top, and an offensive foul. They're going to call McGee for using his forearm. Jake McGee picks up his first personal foul. That's the 5th team foul against Mountain Home, and their 9th turnover of the night. 6:26 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading 45-35. Harlandis Frazier into the front court, giving it to Allen. Allen will drill to the left elbow, gives it to Brown. Now Brown finds Harlandis Frazier up at the top. He's going to go towards the right lane for the running jumper. No good. Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. McGee walks the ball into the front court for the Bombers. He drills to the right side, takes the screen from Tabor. Now gives it to Crawford, down to Tabor on the low block. And now an offensive foul is going to be called on Dawson Tabor. Tabor picks up his 3rd personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Mountain Home, and their 10th turnover of the night. So Mountain Home gets called for an offensive foul in 2 straight possessions. 6 minutes left to play in the game. It is still a 10-point lead for the Bombers. Here's Brown into the front court for the Dragons. Dribbles towards the left side. He's going toward the low block, going up for the jumper right over White Gilbert off the glass and in. Is Zach Brown with 9 points. Gilbert tries to takes the inbound pass and is fouled from behind by DeAndre Malone. That's his second personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against Junction City. So it will be a one-on-one opportunity for Wyatt Gilbert. I'm sorry, that is actually Devontae Gilbert that is, I've been saying DeAndre Malone all night, but because that's what my roster had, but it is actually Devontae Gilbert who's called for that foul. Gilbert gets both free throws. He now has 21 points, 47-37, Mount Holmes lead back to 10. Here is Henderson throwing it up top to Harlandis Frazier. He's going in for the layup, no good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:33 left to play in the game. Abe Crawford picks up his third personal foul. That is the seventh team foul. Both teams now in the bonus. This is going to be two shots for Harlandis Frazier. He's so far 1 of 3 from the free throw line with 7 points. First free throw for Frazier is up. Good. So it's back to a single-digit margin. Frazier's second free throw bounces around, will not go. He gets 1-2 on this trip, and McGee gets the rebound for the Bombers. He's quickly back the other way, dribbles to the left wing, throws up top to Jones, finds Crawford in the left corner. Crawford will dribble to the wing, gives it to Jones up at the top. Jones dribbles to the right side, gives it to Gilbert on the low block. Now Gilbert dribbles out to the right corner, now goes out to the wing, and he's going to be fouled by Devontae Gilbert. That is Gilbert's third personal foul, eighth team foul against the Bombers. So another 1-1 coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Right now Gilbert is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 5:10 left to play in the game as Gilbert will try to make this a double-digit lead for the Bombers once again. First free throw is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and he gets both. Wyatt Gilbert now with 23 points. 49-38, Mount Holmes leading. A little over 5 minutes left of the game. Here is Brown with the ball on the left wing. He dribbles toward the free throw line, gives up top to Harlandis Frazier. His three-pointer will not go. And offensive rebound for Allen. He gets it back up and puts it up and in. And Kendall Hutchinson quickly calls timeout on the Junction City sideline. We will break as Ryan Allen now has 11 points. 4:57 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Junction City 49-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, after the Ryan Allen layup, Junction City quickly takes the timeout. It is Mountain Home leading 49-40 with less than 5 minutes left to play in the game. Now Junction City goes for the full court press, and it works. They get the steal. Mountain Home's 11th turnover of the night, and quickly back the other way. Harlandis Frazier's going into the lane for the layup. He gets the basket, and he draws the foul. Abe Crawford picks up his fourth personal foul, eighth team foul against Mountain Home. So Harlandis Frazier will be back at the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. Frazier's free throw is up and good. He now has 11 points. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is 11 points. Satch Harris is going to check into the game for Mount Home, replacing Abe Crawford. 4:41 left to play in the game. Mount Home's lead is cut to 6 now. 49-43 our score. Jones takes an inbound pass, gives it back to McGee. He gives it to Gilbert. Now Gilbert gets it across the timeline, and they break the press this time. Gilbert dribbles on the right wing. Now Devontae Gilbert goes out on him. Ball goes over to Harris on the left side. Now Harris trying to get some by his defender, get a little distance. He has the ball knocked away by Henderson, stolen, and he throws it quickly back to Devontae Gilbert, who's going into the lane for the layup good. And now Mount Helms going to take a timeout. Devontae Gilbert with 4 points now, and we'll break as Mount Helms' lead is cut to four. With 4:06 left to play in the game, it is the Bombers leading Junction City 49-45. You're listening to Mount Helms Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Junction City on a little bit of a run to cut Mount Helms' lead to four. It was they were up 49-38, but the Dragons on a 7-0 run right now. 49-45, Mount Helms on top with 4:06 left to play in this game. Here is Jake McGee inbounding it as another zone press coming up for Junction City. Here's McGee with it, throwing it to Harris. Back to McGee. Gets it to Gilbert. Into the front court, it goes to Jones. And Mount Helms going to break this press once again. 3:55, let's play a game. McGee has the ball knocked away, stolen, and now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. That is the 12th turnover against Mountain Home. Jake McGee has been called for his second personal foul. That is the 19th foul, and a 1-1 coming up for Devontae Gilbert. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. He has 4 points so far tonight, and one free throw will make this a one-possession game. Devontae Gilbert's first free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end, and Jones gets the rebound for Mountain Home. He'll give it to McGee. Now gives it to Wyatt Gilbert. Back over to McGee. McGee will get into the front court to Jones. Now back to McGee. Up top to Harris. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to be fouled by Devontae Gilbert. That is his fourth personal foul. 19th foul. This will be the last one of the night as it'll be shot by Wyatt Gilbert. He is so far 6 of 7 from the free throw line with 23 points. 3:32 left to play in this game. First free throw is up and in. So he does earn the bonus. So one more free throw. Gilbert's second shot is up and in. He now has 25 points. And then Mount Helms leads back to 6, 51-45 our score, about 3.5 minutes left. Here is Harlandis Frazier. He's going into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good, and an offensive foul. He would have been weighed off anyways. Harlandis Frazier picks up his fourth personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against Junction City and their 11th turnover of the night. It comes with 3:23 left to play in the game. Mount Helms will get the ball back, leading by 6. 51-45 is our score. They're just wiping up the perspiration off the floor where that charge was drawn before we get started back up. Don't want anyone to slip. So, well, they were trying to wipe it up with their shoes, but now they're figuring out they're going to have to get a towel real quick before we start play back up. Now I think we're about ready to get started back up. So once again, a full court zone press for Junction City. McGee will trigger the inbound pass, and he gets it into Jones. Dangerous throw, but Jones is able to corral it. Now ball goes to McGee. Now to Harris. Harris is being double teamed. Now to Gilbert, to McGee, into the front court to Jones, and Mount Helms is able to beat the 10-second count. Jones has the ball on the right side. Now throws it up top to Gilbert. Over on the left side, he goes to Harris. Harris will give it up top to Jones. Jones throws it to Gilbert. On the right side, Gilbert will dribble up towards the half-court stripe. Again, throws it up top to Tabor. Tabor trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Tabor's going to dribble to the right side, gives it there to McGee. 2:47 left to play in this game. Mounts home up by six. Here's Jones with it at the right elbow. Over to Tabor on the right side. Up top to Harris. Now Harris has his pocket pick by Henderson, who's quickly back the other way, going in for the easy layup. And good. 10 points for Kendall Henderson. Mounts home's 13th turnover of the night. And Kendall Hutchinson quickly calls timeout. We'll break with 2:31 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Junction City 51-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mount Hall has been forced into 13 turnovers. That last one was a pretty crucial one as Henderson's able to get the steal and then go back the other way for the easy layup to cut Mount Holmes' lead back to four. 2:31 left to play in this game. It is the Bombers up on top of the Dragons of Junction City, 51-47. So looks like another zone press coming up for Junction City as Jake McGee will trigger the inbound pass. McGee takes the ball from the official, trying to figure out where to get it into. Finally is going to get it into Jones, and we're back underway. Now he gives it back to McGee. Now he finds Gilbert. Now Gilbert is going to be double-teamed, gives it to McGee. McGee will get it into the front court to Crawford. And now he has the ball knocked away from him from behind. Brown's going to tie this game up, tie it up. And it's going to be Junction City's basketball on the possession arrow. That is Mount Holmes' 14th turnover of the night. 2:18 left to play in the game. And Junction City has a chance to make this a one-possession game here. This is 51-47, Bombers leading it. Brown into the front court. Drills to the right elbow, gives it to Allen on the wing. Allen dribbles into lane. Now he's going up for the leaning jumper. Rolls around, will not go, and Tabor gets the rebound. He's fouled from behind, and I believe Devontae Gilbert has just fouled out. Devontae Gilbert picks up his fifth personal foul. He's going to head to the bench with four points. And Mount Holmes already double bonus, so Dawson Tabor at the free throw line for two shots. He's so far 2 of 4 from the free throw line with 2 points. Jamal Johnson's going to check in for the Dragons, replacing Devontae Gilbert, who again just picked up his fifth foul. Dawson Tabor's first free throw is up and in. 2:04 left to play as the Tabor will have one more free throw to try to increase Mount Holmes' lead a little further. Second shot is up. Rolls around and goes in. He gets both. He now has 4 points. 6-point lead for Mount Holmes, 53-47, a little over 2 minutes. Here's Allen quickly back the other way, throws it to Henderson on the right side. Henderson's going to try a long three-pointer, air ball, but Hernandez Frazier is there to get the rebound and try to reverse layup. No good, but draws contact and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:54 left to play in the game. Wyatt Gilbert's second personal foul. That's the 10th team foul against Mountain Home. Harlandis Frazier to shoot 2 free throws. He has 11 points so far in this game. First free throw's up, no good. So one more free throw for Harlandis Frazier. Second shot is up, no good. He misses both, and Tabor gets the rebound for Mountain Home. He'll give it to Gilbert. He's going to try to avoid a double team in the backcourt. Now he'll throw it to Crawford. Crawford picks up his dribble. Now he's fouled from behind. Ryan Allen will pick up his third personal foul. And looks like Abe Crawford will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight for 2 shots. 1:43 left. 1 free throw would make this a 3-possession lead for Mountain Home. First free throw for Crawford is up and in. So it's a three-possession lead for Matanoa. He's got one more coming. Crawford's second shot is up and good. He gets both. He has his first 2 points of the night. 55-47, Matanoa lead. Here's Harlandis Frazier. Quickly back the other way. Throwing it up top to Henderson. Henderson gives to Harlandis Frazier on the left side to Johnson. Johnson, his three-pointer will not go. Jones chases down the rebound for Matanoa. He has the ball knocked away from behind. Reach and foul is going to be called on Jakendall Henderson, his third personal foul. And Jones will head to the free throw line, where so far he is one of three with 11 points. 1:29 left to play in this game. So Jones' first free throw is up, no good. So it'll stay a three-possession game regardless of whether or not he gets this next free throw. Jones' second shot is up. He gets one of two on this trip. He now has 12. 56-47, Matanoa lead. Here is Harlandis Frazier. Quickly back the other way. He's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Tabor gets the rebound, and he'll give it to Gilbert, who is fouled from behind. A reach-in foul called on Jamal Johnson, his first personal foul. And so Wyatt Gilbert will go right back to the free throw line to make it a double-digit lead for the Bombers. 1:20 left to play in this game. Right now it's a 9-point margin. Wyatt Gilbert will shoot his first free throw. Shot is up, in and out, no good. One more free throw coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot is up, in and out. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled. You see Wyatt Gilbert have a trip where he misses two free throws. Here is Brown into the front court. Dribbles to the right elbow, and he's going into the lane for a layup. He's going to be fouled from behind. Two shots coming up for Junction City. That is Abe Crawford's fifth personal foul. He is done. Abe Crawford's going to foul out of this game with 2 points. And it's going to be two shots coming up for Zach Brown. This will be his first trip to the free throw line tonight. He has 9 points so far in this game. So Abe Crawford comes out of the game as he's replaced by Satch Harris. So Zach Brown's first free throw is up, rolls around, and goes in. So Zach Brown's now double figures with 10 points. And he has one more free throw coming. Brown's second shot is up, and he gets both. So he now has 11, and Matanoa's lead's cut back to 7. 56-49 is our score. Wyatt Gilbert takes an inbound pass from Jake McGee. And now he's going to be fouled from behind. Ryan Allen will pick up his fourth personal foul. So Wyatt Gilbert goes back to the free throw line. Right now, Wyatt Gilbert is, I believe, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. 1:04 left to play in the game. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. So one more free throw coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Again, 1:04 left on the clock. Gilbert's second shot is up. He gets both. He now has 27 points. 58-49, Matanoa leading it. Lower minute left to play. Here is Brown into the front court for Junction City. Dribbles to the left elbow. He's going to pull up in the lane for the turnaround jumper. No good. Gilbert gets the rebound for Matanoa. And now he's going to have the ball knocked away and stolen by Frazier. His layup will not go. The Junction City follow will not go, but Allen gets it back, and he gets the basket, and now Dragons quickly take a timeout. We'll break with 40.3 seconds left to play in the game. It is Matanoa leading Junction City 58-51. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. to control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mount's home will have the ball coming out of the Junction City timeout as the Bombers lead the Dragons 58-51. And Gilbert takes an inbound pass. He's fouled from behind. I believe Ryan Allen just fouled out. Ryan Allen's going to head to the bench with 13 points. That's his fifth personal foul. So Wyatt Gilbert goes back to the free throw line. Allen will be placed by Jeremiah Williams with 38 seconds left as Gilbert will try to build on Mount's home's currently 7-point lead. Gilbert's first shot is up and good. So one more free throw coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot is good. He gets both. He now has 29 points. 60-51, Bombers leading it. Here is Henderson quickly back the other way for the Dragons. He's going into lane. He's going to go up for the leaning jumper. No good. Rebound is tipped around and controlled by Henderson. He goes up with it, but and he's fouled trying to go up. So two shots coming up for Jakendall Henderson. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul. So Jakendall Henderson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 10 points so far in this game. First shot is up and in. 26.9 seconds left as Henderson's second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2. And looks like a foul's going to be called on the rebound. That's going to be on Jamal Johnson. That's his second personal foul. So Wyatt Gilbert goes to the free throw line with 25.6 seconds left. He can make it a double-digit lead with both of these free throws. Right now it's 60-52, Bombers up. Gilbert's first shot is up and in. So one more free throw coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2, and Henderson gets the rebound. 23 seconds left. Henderson into the front court. Going to the right elbow, now throws it up top to Johnson, who puts up the three-pointer, good, and Kendall Hutchinson will quickly take the timeout, and I believe that's his last one of the night. Jamal Johnson with his first 3 points of the night. We'll break with 17 seconds left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Junction City 61-55. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself, come by one of our locations, or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Wyatt Gilbert takes the inbound pass. He is fouled with 13 and a half seconds left. He'll go back to the free throw line. Jeremiah Williams picks up his fourth personal foul. So another two-shot opportunity coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Well, he shot a lot of free throws just in this fourth quarter alone. One free throw will make it a three-possession lead once again. First shot for Gilbert is up. Good. And Gilbert gets both free throws. He now has, I believe, 32 points, so I'll have to add those up later. 63-55, here's Mountain Home. Here's Henderson going into the lane for the layup for Junction City. He gets it, and, well, they were just about to call a timeout. They don't have to, but they remembered he didn't have any left. Jakendall Henderson gets that basket. He finishes the night with 13 points. It's not enough, as Mountain Home is going to get the 6-point victory. Our final score tonight, as Mount Home will advance to the championship game of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. Mountain Home defeats Junction City tonight 63-57. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.